Hey everybody, it's me, Steph Etzel, DBT, therapist, podcast host, what have you. Something that I have recently been talking about with clients is zooming out on like a macro level, what I really feel like DBT does and what it is it's a kind of a training or a finishing school for the brain. Recently did a therapy training called Accelerated Resolution Therapy. Remember, I do EMDR as well. And the ART is pretty remarkable. I invite you to look into that, artinternational.org. After taking the training, something that dawned on me as a DBT therapist, which I will always be, at the heart and the core of me, I will always be a DBT therapist. And I say that that extreme word always, just because that's what I refer back to when I don't know what else to do. So DBT is a training school for the brain, okay? And what I mean is a lot of times we give our brain a whole bunch of power, and I don't think that without our higher consciousness, the brain can actually do the stuff that we think it can do. Hear me out. So if I cannot remove the top of my head and pull out my brain, my cute little pink squishy organ, my organic computer, if I cannot put it on the table and yell at it to do my notes, for example, or make a phone call, or, you know, drive me home, why in the world am I giving it so much power as far as, like, believing every single thought as a fact, or engaging in really high emotional urges, right, like crisis behaviors? What DBT does is it helps us bridle the brain like a horse, and learn how to steer it effectively. Learn how to notice my emotion mind and my reason mind, and how to bring those two together to be in wise mind, and be dialectical in my behavior as far as what am I needing to do to get my goals met? How can I move toward values-based goals? How can I be really interpersonally effective? How can I regulate my emotion? This whole training program does take about a year and a half, and sometimes that's really hard for people. Right? They don't want to do it. Or it seems, you know, impossible. Or there's that willfulness piece of, I don't care. I'm going to keep doing what I want to do because it's worked so far. And to that I challenge, has it really? I mean, if you're here in therapy with me, my thoughts are no, it has not been as effective. So maybe it's time to look at what do we need to do to be more effective, okay? So when you're using your skills, I really, really encourage people to be as skillful as possible, as often as possible, for as long as possible, so the brain becomes trained. And it knows, oh, yeah, that's what we do in this situation, or, ooh, I remember that skill was really effective for this emotion, and really reinforcing that's how our brain behaves now, is it uses DBT skills to navigate through life instead of just giving the brain the reins and saying, yeah, figure it out, brain. Figure it out. Drive my car. Brain will just sit there. It needs our higher self, that consciousness, to say, wait a minute, nope. So that's when I make that joke of turn down your rumination station inside your brain, right, where that itty-bitty shitty committee is the DJ, and they're telling you all sorts of stuff. Sorry about my naughty word, but that's really how I feel about it. Turn down the rumination station, and let's go ahead and boost validation station. And train the brain to be your friend. Train the brain to do what you say, when you say it, how you say it, because you said so. It's pretty dang effective, in my opinion. And something else I've learned, looking at like from an internal family systems theory approach, is our self, when we're in self, we're cool, calm, collected, and curious more often than not. And so if I'm noticing like, an emotional experience or maybe some racing thoughts, that's when I check myself and I go, wait a minute. I'm letting brain run the show. It's spinning its wheels. It's ruminating. Brain, rein it in, right? Just like a wild stallion. I can't just let it do what it wants. I mean, I can. I say that to my clients all the time. Do whatever you want. Totally. Do what you want. What's the consequence? What's going to be the result? Play that tape through. And try to remember, are you running the show, or is brain trying to run the show without your higher consciousness behind the wheel. Because if it is, chances are there's times that you're stuck. Wheels are spinning. High emotion dysregulation. My amygdala has taken over. I ultimately think that the amygdala, when it's hijacked the rest of the brain, it's going to make the human see life through the lenses of fight, flight, or freeze. So again, that's why I'm reiterating, DBT is a finishing school, it's a training school for us to learn how to get our brains into shape, and remind the brain that you're in charge and you do have the power to be effective and make the most effective choices for self. This does require us practicing those skills over and over and over and over and gaining a sense of self by utilizing self-management skills and learning how to trust the self and learning how to trust your gut. So that is my thought for the day on what DBT is and why it's so highly effective. And do recall that this is not a trauma therapy. This is not to help you process trauma. And if you've been told that, I don't believe that's true based on the clinical information that I know. I believe DBT gets us ready to process some of the more yucky things in life that maybe caused us to have that high emotion dysregulation experience. So DBT is a training program. It's a skills program. It's very skills-based. It's very much... my thoughts are it's a really great path to freedom. It is to learn how to dialectically behave and think and feel in order to build that life worth living, even with pain. Because remember, there is no realm where pain does not exist. There is no realm where only happiness exists. And part of DBT is learning how to transform suffering in the moment. That's a very, very daunting task initially, I think, for people when they come into DBT, because I think a lot of people's experience is mainly suffering. So remember that pain plus avoidance is suffering. And if you are suffering, it might be wise to notice, what am I avoiding? How can I be skillful and navigate through this situation to accomplish goals, which increases happiness? Join me next time on DBT Weekly for more information on how to utilize skills, practice skills, and navigate life with those awesome skills. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you next time.